Saying 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi and Aaron.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Ed Cavalli still in baby world. We'll get an update from him when news comes in. So can't wait. His second child is on the way, Aaron.
It's very exciting.
Right, it's really exciting. There's a lot exciting going on in the world, though, including Hannah Hughes. Do you know Hannah Hughes?
Your sister.
No, no.
Cousin. No. Auntie twice removed.
As far as I know, I'm not related to Hannah Hughes.
Yeah, right.
But she pashed Jackson from Married at First Sight, and it was on video and it went on TikTok. And Jackson was married to Olivia, the last couple still married from the most recent series of Married at First Sight. And after the pash went on TikTok between Hannah and Jackson, Olivia has broken up with Jackson.
You have a real unhealthy obsession with this story, and I'm trying to figure out what it is about it that has really sparked you.
Well, it's pashing at a nightclub. It's a man who's married to a woman and he's famous because he got married to that woman, destroying it with one pash at a nightclub. So after 6:30 a.m., only half an hour, we're going to get Hannah's side of the story.
Oh, I'm so excited for this because she said, I think, on her socials that it was innocent. Right. So I can't wait to hear how a kiss with tongues in mouths is innocent.
Because we've seen the video. We've seen the TikTok.
Oh, yeah,
and
we have.
It does not look innocent.
No, I'm looking forward to that.
Also, after 8 o'clock, you got a massage yesterday from a bloke. And I've heard, I don't know the full story, but I've heard it got really awkward.
Well, I've never, I reckon, felt more awkward. And I've put myself in a lot of situations that ended awkwardly. And this one was right up there. So, yeah.
We want to hear from some masseuses as well.
Yes.
So, we'll do that a bit later on. But next, something happened to me at Parramatta Leagues Club the other day, and I need to get it out there. It was a great venue, but it was a disappointing moment for me. I'm not going to lie.
So, was it your fault or someone else's?
I don't know. Maybe it was my fault.
Let's talk about it.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
So a confronting moment for me at Parramatta Leagues Club the other day made me question my life choices.
Ooh.
Now, Aaron, you couldn't go to the team bonding that we had at Parramatta Leagues when we were in bowling and had the time of our lives, and the arcade there is brilliant as well. So great place for a birthday for children, I would say. For adults, in fact.
No, I'm sorry I had to raise money for people who are in need.
You were hosting a charity event, and I think you're either doing it for free or for your charity rate. Which
no, I don't have a charity rate, but charity I'm thinking rate? About implementing one because I do a lot of charities and for free.
Charity rate is still giving back to the community. So anyway, so we're out there, and I got there a bit late, and everyone else was eating burgers and enjoying their time, and some were eating sliders. And I said, is there any vegan burgers? Because I love a vegan burger. And they said, yeah, we've got your vegan food coming. So I waited for my vegan food. And then at one point I looked around, there was two boxes sitting on the table. And someone, what are they? And someone said, they're your vegan food. And I thought, what have they stuffed into those boxes?
Like cardboard boxes?
Yeah, cardboard boxes like you'd get noodles out of, those sort of, you know. So what have they stuffed in there and what sort of vegan treats in there? What fried goodness will be in there? And I opened up my boxes and that was just vegetables. It was steamed vegetables in a box. And it didn't make me feel special.
No, I can't imagine.
It made me sad.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that that's what I've chosen in life.
Yeah, because other people like who may be, gluten intolerant or have some kind of disease or allergy, you go, okay, it's not their fault. But you've chosen this life of pain and misery.
Well, the problem with vegetables is they're just not exciting. And children don't like them because they're not fun.
I know, but in fact, I have something to value add here, which I might tell you about. I started crying two nights ago because of a vegetable.
Wow. What vegetable made Aaron Molan cry? But I would love people to, we'll hear about that when we come back, but I would love people to tell us a veg. Just is there anyone who can get excited about vegetables? I want to hear genuine excitement about vegetables.
And not potato bake or something like that, because that doesn't count. It's got to be a vegetable in its pure form.
Well, no, it can be whatever. Look, it's early in the morning. We just want some calls, right? Are you excited about vegetables? What vegetable gets you going? We've got a $100 grilled voucher, don't we? We do.
Yeah, we do. But does it have to just be a vegetable you eat?
Yes.
Is that got to be the only use for it?
Well, I don't think we want people to tell us, whatever you do with it. Right, can we open the line?
131060, give us a call if you love a vegetable for whatever reason.
Yeah, plenty of vegetables out at Grilled. $100 Grilled vouchers for everyone who gets on air today. Strange things are happening at Grilled. Brave the upside down and defeat the limited edition dangerously delicious Demogorgon burger at Grilled. Stranger Things is only on Netflix.
There's no one. The lines are open, guys. Does anyone like vegetables? Did someone get excited about them?
Oh, there we go. The Brussels sprouters are coming through.
So Ed Cavalli in Baby World. We'll get an announcement when we get one. We're not sure what's going on there, but that's exciting. But Aaron, we're talking vegetables. I had no idea how excited early morning people would be over vegetables. I was at Parramatta Leagues Club. They handed me two boxes of veggies and I was disappointed. I ate them though, I must say, and they were very well cooked vegetables.
Mm. But so you were less enamoured by them. But I think our callers this morning might actually inspire you to look at a vegetable differently.
But before we get to our callers, and they are very excited about what they're going to say, we believe, you've got a new boyfriend. He's starting to like do family stuff with you and Eliza, and something happened the other night. Is that right?
Well, Eliza is not really into vegetables.
No, she's a child.
Yes, exactly. But most people who have kids who aren't that into vegetables still make them eat vegetables. But I just have never done that, really. She does the mashed ones and all that kind of thing. But anyway, he made something and I was like, she's not going to eat it. There's no way. It's got broccoli and carrot and capsicum and even chicken and rice, which, you know, she eats basically bolognese every night.
I get it. Yeah, last night had crumb chicken and a couple of slices, a couple of bits of cucumber. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so because I start to feel guilt about it, but I've felt guilt for about 6 months or so that I need to really start doing fresh, and it's just not my strength. You look at Instagram and you feel like every other mother makes all these amazing meals and I'm completely crap at it. But
so?
She ate broccoli and
she didn't gag?
No. And my partner
didn't
was
hold
kind
her nose?
Of no. My partner
she didn't
was
demand
making
money.
You know, no. She actually made a game out of it, like a competition as to who could eat the most broccoli first, and she just kept hoeing it in. And I just sat there and had tears streaming down because it just felt like
she's just like you, isn't she? She loves impressing men, doesn't she?
That's what I was upset about. I'm like, she's completely screwed for the rest of her life now. Look, she's doing something to impress someone. But it was emotional because I've been worried a bit about her eating, and it gave me confidence that she might now expand her horizons a little bit.
I love it. Now, April from Maroubra, you do love vegetables. Is that right?
I love vegetables. That is right. Good morning. I do love meat, though. I have to say this. I am a meat lover. But my friend was also a vegan, and she taught me how to make Brussels sprouts on the barbecue. And I said to her, I am never going to eat those Brussels sprouts. Anyway, put a bit of oil, put it in, what do you call it, the foil, too early in the morning.
Yeah.
Put it in the foil, oil, salt and pepper, on the barbecue, and they are amazing.
I find it hard to believe because Brussels sprouts, for me, that's the number one enemy. I just find Brussels sprouts disgusting. And you used to hate them, April, is that right?
I hated them. Even when she told me, I mean, as a kid, my mum used to make them, but as an adult, I was like, I mean, I get to choose what vegetables I eat now.
Yes.
I'm definitely not eating those. But she cuts them in half, and they roast. So I feel like it loses the flavour of that
the bad
yucky
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, salt on anything, to be honest, April,
true,
just is so good, isn't it? You could put salt on it.
On a turd.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, April. That's awesome. What about Zena?
Hi.
Hey, what do you love?
Okay, well, I come from a militant vegan household. My daughter's a vegan. And so we eat vegetables all day long. And at the moment, especially with the flu season, onions are the go. Like, I'm obsessed with the saltbush onion rings from Grilled.
Yeah,
but
no, no, come
on. Good.
Onion
you're
rings. Good. No, that's...
No, from grilled onion rings,
come
that
on.
May count.
They're amazing. No, yeah. But let me tell you about onions, because they make soups amazing, but yeah. Also they're an amazing expectorant. So you can make what we call the onion cure, where you chop half an onion and put it in a mug and pour honey and tonic water over it and sit it for 2 hours, and that is going to cure you if you've got the flu, I'm telling you now.
Whoa.
You know what? I forgot about onions. Onions are, and do I say it right? Onions?
Yeah, I used to say onions with a G, but it's onions.
Onions are amazing.
I have a whole onion on a sandwich. This is what I have, yeah. Zena, for the moment. I have tomato, onion, half a slice of cheese and toasted a whole onion on a sandwich with a whole tomato. Yeah. It's the greatest thing in the history of the world.
I agree.
Oh, this
yeah,
is
fair
powerful.
Enough. No, I'm still not sold on Brussels sprouts, but onions. she reminded me of how good they are. Oh. You know?
And they are
as
very
a vegan,
good for you.
I can go to Bunnings and just get the onions. Do they have onions at Bunnings?
Not sure, but it sounded really good in the delivery initially. Thanks, Zena.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, Ed Cavalier is in baby world. We'll get an update at some point about what's going on with him and Tiffany and the arrival of their new baby.
Mm.
But, Erin, on the subject of love, which leads to babies, love and marriage ends up with a baby in a carriage, doesn't it?
Generally, yeah.
A married couple were Olivia and Jackson from Married at First Sight. They were the last couple on the show to still be together. People were invested in their love.
Yeah.
But it's all gone wrong because of something that happened this the Friday night just gone. And it's led to Olivia and Jackson at Sydney Airport, where Olivia picked up Jackson the other day, or was it yesterday? And listen to the question she got asked as they're walking out of the airport.
How are you feeling, Olivia? Are you guys staying together?
Are you staying together?
And so sorry, what? But why has she gone to pick him up from the airport after this has happened, knowing full well that there would be media types there? I come on.
No, don't be cynical.
Come on.
The fact is, she is heartbroken. We believe she's already headed off to Europe. I mean, she probably picked him up just to haul him over the coals for one last time before she jetted off forever. But it's all because of Friday night and a video that's gone viral of Jackson kissing a young woman. Her name is Hannah Hughes. She's 20 years old and she joins us right now. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, how are you going?
Hi.
Look, we're good. We're good. But you're in the middle of a storm, aren't you?
Oh, unfortunately, yes, I am.
Yeah, so... Hannah, you're a Hughes, and we've got the same last name, so that's good.
My long-lost cousin.
Long-lost cousin. Appreciate that. You didn't say great-uncle. I appreciate that. So, Grandpa, you're 20 years old. On Friday night, you went to an outer suburban nightclub, and you saw Jackson from Married at First Sight. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, I did.
And you knew who he was?
Yeah, I knew of him. I'd seen some clips of him on TikTok and Instagram and stuff, but I didn't watch the actual math show, so.
Yeah, but you saw the promos and stuff, so you knew, and were the friends that you were with, they knew who he was as well, so did you have a bit of a discussion, that's that guy from Married at First Sight?
Yeah, I'd walked into the club and my friend was like, oh, that's Jackson from Maths, and I was like, oh, okay, well, let's go talk to him then. Like, why not?
Because this is an outer suburban nightclub.
What does that mean, an outer suburban? Like,
well, it's not in the middle of Sydney, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not where all the Hollywood celebrities congregate, you know? This is like, it's fair to say you're on the outer edges of Melbourne, this nightclub. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, Love Lounge.
Love Lounge. You don't normally get big celebrities in there.
No, not that I've seen so far.
Right, so the first celebrity you've ever seen.
Yeah, right. He was.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
So everyone is looking at him, basically.
I mean, I couldn't really see, but yeah.
And so you went up to talk to him and you said, hi, how are you going? And how quickly from when you first started chatting to him, did you pash him or did he pash you?
I think I got there around maybe 1:32 and closes at 2:30. So it would have been between that because I'd gone up, talked to him, then I went off, did my own thing with my work friends and my friends, and then we went back and had a conversation with him. And then one thing led to another, my arms are around him, and we're kissing.
So, Hannah, would you say that you were the instigator of the kiss or was he the instigator of the kiss?
I feel like it's probably a mutual thing. Like, as you can
mutual.
See in the video,
it
we're both,
really mutual.
My arms are around him, he's yeah. wrapped his arms around me, and then we both go in at the same time.
So you said innocent, the word innocent, it was innocent. Do you
for myself.
Stand by those comments? Yeah, for yourself. So clearly you're single.
Yeah.
But he wasn't at that stage. So you'd probably agree it wasn't innocent from his behalf.
No, absolutely not. I mean, he's apparently married. So it's definitely innocent from my side. I mean, I'm 20-year-old single.
Yeah,
now.
You're just passionate. You're a passion dash, and like as most 20-year-olds are. So,
yeah.
But
yeah,
so exactly. Did you know that he was still with Olivia before the kiss?
No, I don't keep up to date with that. Like, I really don't watch it. So it was a lot for me to, you know.
Did he mention Olivia? Like, in the conversation before the kiss, was his partner mentioned at all? And be honest here, come on.
No, I don't think so. I think we'd spoken about maths and, like, you know, how the whole reality TV looks so different from what it really is and all of that stuff, how it's taken all out of context.
I'd say that'd be a well-versed line that he would use fairly often. Are you upset? Like, are you angry that you weren't given all the information before you passed? Like, do you feel a bit used?
I'm not angry. I think it's just put me in a very uncomfortable position that I shouldn't be in. But at the end of the day, like, it's happened, and I think we just deal from it from here.
So did he get your number after the kiss?
He did. So we walked outside, and I'd walked up to him to say goodbye. And then I was like, oh, do you want my number? Like, you know, just joking around. Yeah. And then he handed me his phone, and I'd put my number in it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Has there been any contact between you and Jackson since Friday night?
No, zero, none.
Yeah. Would you be up for, now that he's broken up with Olivia, would you be up for a relationship with Jackson? Possibly.
Probably not. I mean, I'm living my best 20-year-old single life.
And to be honest, why would you want to date a bloke who's going to go to another city next week and cheat on you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
He's a young bloke.
He's a young bloke. If he's a young bloke and he wants to have fun, absolutely amazing. Don't have a girlfriend who gets hurt in the process.
All right,
simple.
Olivia. Olivia, have you copped any heat online because of this?
Pardon?
Have you copped any heat? Have people had a go at you online, or anyone like said you're a home wreck or anything?
Oh, there's been a little bit, I've got to admit, there has been, but a lot of people are being positive about it, so.
Oh, in what way? Like, what kind of stuff? That's nice.
Oh, they're just saying like, oh, you know, you didn't know, it's not your fault at the end of the day. You're not the one in the relationship, so you shouldn't have to go out and ask every single guy that you kiss if they're in a relationship.
Yeah, that'd be exhausting.
Is he a good kisser?
I think the fact that I don't remember it proves a lot.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you. Hannah. It's Hannah, not Olivia.
That's sorry. The other one.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks. We've got more of an up. There's more to tell about this story.
Yeah,
we'll come
it gets
back with
deeper.
It.
Right. Yep.
Our producers and the powers that be behind the scenes are scurrying around trying to confirm that Finland is a city in Sweden. We will have an answer after 7:30. So Kate from Oatley will have the answer there. She wins at least $450 and possibly $10,000. Before 7 p.m., though, Erin, we had Hannah Hughes on, who is a 20-year-old influencer.
She's a lollipop lady. So that's her full-time job, but she loves her social media. I don't know if she's that big on it, but she has TikTok, and that's where this all kind of exploded when she kissed that bloke from that show.
Yeah, Jackson from Married at First Sight, he's part of the last remaining couple from this year's series of Married at First Sight. He's married to Olivia. On Friday night, they both went out to a nightclub in the outer suburbs of Melbourne.
Mm.
Olivia went home early. Jackson ended up passing.
Oh, so she was there.
Yeah, she was there. Olivia was there.
Oh,
she's gone home early.
Right.
You've got to remember, she's gone home. So the wife, Olivia's gone home early to Jackson's house. And also, Olivia's mum is at Jackson's house. So Jackson is hosting his wife and his mother-in-law.
Oh my God.
While they're at home cups of tea or possibly, you know, tucked up in bed, he's in a nightclub pashing a young woman called Hannah.
Between 2 and 2.30 a.m.
We spoke to Hannah. This is what she had to say about pashing Jackson.
You shouldn't have to go out and ask every single guy that you kiss if they're in a relationship.
Look, yes. I'd agree with that. And as someone who doesn't mind the odd pash themselves and, you know, when I've been single over different periods, I think that if someone's in a nightclub or a pub and they're acting in a way that's flirty, you're talking and something happens, then you assume that that person is single. You shouldn't have to, you know, check with every single person beforehand. Could you let me know that you don't have a family waiting at home? It's insinuated. It's a given. If they're interacting with you in a way that leads to a kiss, then I would assume anyone in that position would be single and available.
Well, is Hannah interested in further relations with Jackson? Now that he's broken up with Olivia, would you be up for a relationship with Jackson, possibly?
Probably not. I mean, I'm living my best 20-year-old single life.
So she's loving the passion, but what's he like? What's he like in the tongue area? Is he a good kisser?
I think the fact that I don't remember it proves a lot.
Ah, bless.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's reports that Jackson pashed another woman at that nightclub, but they're unsubstantiated at the moment.
I don't reckon you're going to get in trouble for saying that. I don't reckon there's going to be a legal action against you. I think you can say it confidently.
Vicky from Old Toon Gabby, does this take you back, this pashing at the nightclubs?
Well, look, when I grew up in the 80s, and that was the thing, you know, like you'd have your dance to, you know, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, and then you'd go off in the corner somewhere and everyone would be paired up by the end of the night, and that's what they would be doing. But I just don't see it much these days. I don't know.
Are you at nightclubs just in the corner watching, Vicky?
Well, I've got kids. And, you know, like,
they're not pashing.
Tell you exactly what they do. But, yeah. I mean, you know, even on TV when you see, you know, young kids these days, it just doesn't seem to be the same.
Yeah, you're right. I think they're not communicating. They're not interacting as much as they used to. How old's your oldest, Vicky?
30.
Yeah, right. Now, are they hooked up or are they still single?
No, hooked up now. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you wouldn't encourage them to be going to nightclubs to be kissing others, would you?
No. But it was the thing when we were young, you know.
You're saying that.
Now kids are off, you know, in the corner on their TikTok, you know.
Yeah, they're on their phones.
Something. So true,
you're right.
Vicky.
Put the phone down and get the face and put your tongue in it. You know what I mean? That's fair to say. Vicky, would you agree with that sentiment?
Absolutely. Too busy recording, not busy pashing.
Yeah, could we get that clipped up, what Husey just said, please, for the records? It'd be great. Husey, Ed and Erin. Husey, Ed and Erin. Why the hell is Husey angry? Husey
loses it. So I'm on a plane the other day. I'm sitting there. They come past with the cart. It's the plane where you have to pay, and I'm happy to pay, all right? Ask for a Coke Zero. They give me the Coke Zero. And then I get my watch. Erin, you know I love paying with my watch.
Yeah.
And they've got the e-reader thing, and I go to tap my watch. And the guy says, no, you can't do that. I said, why not? He said, it won't work. You've got to use a credit card. I said, let's just give it a go. He said, no. I said, just give it a go. He said, no. He said, it doesn't work on these planes. I said, mate, I was on one of these planes yesterday and it worked with my watch. He said, no, I'm not letting you do it. I said, who's it going to hurt? Who's it going to hurt if I put my wrist over your e-reader and it doesn't tap? I'll give you money. He said, you're not doing it. I nearly got in a fight with this guy.
Real issue is that because you're a celebrity, you're used to people just bowing down to any request you make. That's the real issue here, is that he didn't clearly think you were special enough to bend the rules.
I just wanted to tap my watch to prove him wrong, and he wouldn't let me do it. I had to fumble for my credit card. You win this one, man, but I'll be back.
I'll tell you how you really punish him. Don't ever go back and don't buy anything. Right. That'll really hurt. Husey, Ed and
Erin. Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
So Maggie matched with Ralph on Tinder. Ralph was just Maggie's type, and they went on their first date. And Maggie is absolutely gorgeous.
Wow. Like, she looks like a French supermodel.
Yeah, well, here's what went down. Hey, gorgeous, are we still on for this Friday?
Yep, we sure are. Where are we going?
I've booked us in at a fine dining restaurant. It's going to be 6 courses with beautiful wines. Hope you're hungry.
Oh, my God, amazing. I'm so excited.
After the date.
Good morning, Queen! Exclamation mark. Hope you're having an amazing day. I hope beautiful things happen to you. I hope you get everything you've been praying for. And when they happen, I hope you can finally see you're worthy of every single one of them because you deserve the world.
The next day.
I'm so sorry. I forgot to write good night, Queen, yesterday. It won't happen again. I'm sorry, sad face.
The next day.
Good night, Queen. The stars look so beautiful tonight, but not nearly as beautiful as you.
Just so everyone knows, I haven't died. I'm still here. There's just no text from me.
1 month later.
Dear Queen, please allow me to apologise for what I did. My behaviour was naughty and lacked respect for what my Queen deserved. It distracted me from focusing on my Queen. If you have any thoughts about how I can improve my behaviour, please feel free to tell me, my Queen. Sincerely, your servant, Ralph.
What the hell? Hey, Maggie.
Hello. Hey there. Yes.
Wow.
We've all fallen in love with your image, Maggie, but what did Ralph
thank
do?
Thank you.
What did he do wrong on the date?
He was really weird. He was taking photos of me with his little portable camera while I was trying to eat too. And I was just like, you know, tripping out, like, why is he taking photos of me for? Like, please don't. And he just wouldn't listen to me and he just kept going on with the photos.
I think that's like borderline security issue there.
It was so scary. I mean, I never had anyone take photos of me that much, especially while I'm eating. Like, come on, let the girl eat.
Now, but Maggie, am I right to say it was the second date where this happened or the first date?
Oh, no, this was the first date. I never went back for a second.
So that was the first date. All right. Yep, that's right. So that was it. All right. Yep. So did you block him or how did you go?
So on Tinder, you know how you can unmatch with people?
No, we've never been on it, but yeah, you can. Yeah.
But yeah, I unmatched with him. And then anyways, he found my Instagram and he started sending me all those creepy messages and stuff.
Yeah,
and
right. Yeah.
He even sent me a like one of the photos of myself. I just couldn't dig that up for you guys. I wish I could have shown you. it just shows how scared I look.
Is it so? Because like it normally takes a little while. You kind of go, oh, okay, this person's not for me. But blah blah blah. Was it kind of immediately that you realised he was a few sandwiches short of a picnic?
No, it wasn't immediately. Like at the start, I was like actually interested in the guy. But then once he pulled out that camera, that's it.
So it wasn't like, even his phone. It was like a separate camera.
Yeah, he full put it out and he had a little bag for it too and he's explaining to me exactly what brand it is and everything. He's very excited. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah, anyway, right. Are you still single or not, Maggie?
Yeah, I'm still single. Very single.
All right.
Okay. Well, if you've got any other interactions like that, make sure you send them through. If anyone else has any really cringe dating stories, anything on social media, the dating apps, websites, whatever, send them through because that is gold. You get $500 to 13 10 60.
It's that easy and you stay anonymous. Get involved. Erin Molan's massage journey. Yesterday, Erin, you talked about the fact you were getting a massage.
Yes, I've been a little bit sore. So after the show, and I booked someone to come to my place, a lovely young man. So I was a little bit nervous just because I don't normally get massages. And, you know, you have to kind of you take off your kit and you know, it's a little bit.
It's intimate. But you know what? Massages are a beautiful thing.
It was actually incredible and he was amazing. Yes, he brought his own music as well.
Yes, of course.
Of course, so I was.
Did he bring his
away.
Own table?
Yes, his own table, a suitcase with towels and everything in it. Lovely and music. And
did you get the table have a hole in it for your
yes,
face?
Yes, for my face. Yeah, it was amazing. So I could kind of lie comfortably. And then, so it started out with just kind of towels everywhere. And you get down to your undies and then he did the massage. And then he kind of gets oil out and does all different parts of your body and that kind of thing. But about halfway through.
Halfway through. So you're relaxed.
Absolutely.
You're enjoying a massage. Do Young's doing a great job.
He was so good. He was lovely too.
And everything's going well and it's all great. And then something happened and we've actually got a message from Do Young. This is a true message. He sent this message. We asked how it went and something weird happened. It's not his fault. Do Young is great. That's in his own words, what went on during the massage.
I began the massage as normal, but then her partner came home and just stayed there.
So during the massage, your new boyfriend let himself into the apartment and just appeared next to you and Do Young. Did you look up and see him?
In his defense, he was coming over because we were going to grab some lunch and I got the time wrong. So I thought my massage started at 11. So I was going to be finished at 12, which is when he came over. But the massage actually started at 11:30. So he got there at 12 and we were only halfway through.
So you're halfway through a very relaxing massage. Do Young's doing the best job he can. And all of a sudden there's an audience. And
he comes in. And I kind of thought I might go just wait in my bedroom or, you know, at least sit on the couch, not facing the thing. He sits on a chair.
Well, it happened.
Literally right there facing our massage.
Oh, were you on your stomach or your back at this point?
I was on my stomach at this point.
But there would have been a time where you should have turned over. Did you
turn
over?
Well, I did towards the end, yeah.
And then the towels have got to be there.
Well, see, the thing that he was just starting on the legs, and if you've had a massage done, they kind of move the towel across, and then if you're wearing undies that might be, like, all the ladies listening will get it, like more Bridget Jones than sexy.
You were in nanny undies.
Yes. I wanted to be comfortable. Not undies that the nanny would wear. They'd probably be nicer. But I was wearing kind of briefs that covered a lot. So the masseuse, because they've got to go up your leg and to the bottom, they kind of flick them in like they flick
them. Yeah, I get it. To get as much skin as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was to get you as relaxed. Did your boyfriend at any point just go to the bedroom and read a book or scroll through his phone? Did he stay there for the second half of the massage?
The whole thing.
Oh, that is tough.
Yeah.
Did he talk to the masseuse or just to you?
No, we didn't talk. He just stared
at you. That's not right.
His laptop.
I feel so sorry for Do Young. He shouldn't have had to put up with that. They're there from masseuses.
He had his laptop out.
He wasn't sitting there in a rocking chair with a shotgun.
he was working.
Did he want a tag team? Did he want to go as well? We need to hear from a massage therapist. Are you a massage therapist? There's a $100 grilled voucher in it. We need to hear what ridiculous things can go on. And what's it like being a masseuse these days?
Yep. Right.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Remember Ed Cavalli in Baby World. We'll get an announcement soon, hopefully, about what's hopefully some good. I'm sure there's some good news with Ed and his lovely wife, Tiff, and their arrival of their baby.
We are super excited. And I don't have a baby anymore. I've got a nearly four-year-old who's in the car listening to us now. Hi, baby girl. Hi, Liza. Mummy loves you. I'll pick you up from preschool this afternoon. Beautiful girl.
But Eliza wasn't there yesterday watching the massage.
No.
But you got a massage. Young man called Do Young.
Yes, he
turned
was incredible.
Up with his table and his oil and his towels and he was doing a good job. And then something weird happened. And let's Do Young tell us in his own words.
I began the massage as normal, but then her partner came home and just stayed there.
Your partner watched the second half of the massage.
Well, he was, in his defense, he was working on his laptop, but facing the massage, yes.
Yeah, inappropriate, unnecessary.
Intimidatory.
Well, let's talk to Ben from Meadowbank. Ben, you have worked as a masseuse, is that right, buddy?
Yes, I have, mate. I had done so for about a period of 12 years.
Yeah, wow. What was it like?
It's very interesting, big part of my career. But, you know, unfortunately, as a man, sort of I wasn't paying the bills very well, and I'm not very good at bragging and marketing myself. So, yeah, I've changed career paths and now I work in admin.
Did you ever, like, were you ever massaging a client and then their husband came home and just watched what went on?
I haven't done a lot of this sort of home visit style massages because in general, as a man, you wouldn't get those jobs as much as, you know, if I was a female person who offered to, you know, home visits. But the setting I used to work at was, I don't know, well, they're everywhere. You know, those Chinese medicine massage places in shopping centres. So I wound up working in those places when I moved back to Sydney.
Can you make a lot of money through it?
Not if you work for someone else. If you had your own business and you are good at marketing yourself and you get the right clients who have, you know, a lot of connections and they introduce you to other clients and that's how you'd grow your business.
Did you have regulars, Ben? Did anyone, like, come back again and again?
Certainly, yes, because, you know, because when I do get the opportunity to work with someone, I, you know, do my best to sort of, you know, I'm working that, you know, I my understanding and their needs and, you know, how I can, you know, help.
Would you generally listen to their, would you like to talk or are you a silent masseuse?
I would let them lead. I would, you know, say hello to them and how can I help you today and go from there and see what their response is. Because some people do just want a relaxation massage, in which case there's not very much talking at all. But those people will generally ask for a female practitioner. Whereas, you know, if they say to me like, oh, I've got a problem in my neck or problem in my back, or, you know, problem, my upper back is very sore when I'm sitting in the office and things like that, then, you know, I'd do a bit more sort of explanation and things like that.
Do you think there was any ladies who fell in love with you, Ben, over the journey?
Not through work. I mean, you know, the one time I got sexually harassed at work was by a man, so...
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Never. No one deserves that in a workplace.
Absolutely don't deserve that. That's crazy.
Emma, hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's your experience?
I've actually had a really nice experience. I've worked in beauty salons. I also train. I've worked on super yachts as well overseas and cruise liners. So,
So have you massaged like really rich people on yachts?
I have, yes.
Yeah. Anyone famous? No, you don't have to name them, but have you massaged famous people?
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. A lot of American football clubs as well. So,
Wow. Yeah. So is that like remedial massage, like sports therapy or relaxation? Like what's been the outcome?
Pregnancy massage, Swedish aromatherapy, remedial massage. So,
amazing. Yeah.
And you've had a good experience and like, you know, there's never been any rich entitled American footballers who've wanted to take it further.
Quite overall, everyone's quite respectful, but I've had like the occasional brush up against my leg and I'll kind of just continue with the massage and it wasn't until they'll do it again. I'm like, oh, let's just keep this professional.
Had to say that to them.
It's been great. I absolutely love you know, being a beauty therapist and a masseuse because people come and escape from their day, have time out, and you just make them feel very uplifted and relaxed after their massage.
That's amazing. You can make good money doing it. Emma, have you found that you can make a good living out of it?
Most definitely, because everyone loves body massages. Yeah. Especially if you do go out on your own, you can make good money. Even working on the yachts as well, you can make good money because tipping.
Yeah.
That's always good. But
have you ever been massaging, say, a footballer or someone and their partners turned up?
Well, their partners are on board, but There's no reason to be jealous or anything.
Of course there's no reason. Absolutely. 100%. Well done. There you go.
Thanks, right. Emma. Thanks for calling.
Is that your last massage that your partner's going to turn up to, Erin, do you think? Or
it's probably my last massage.
Oh, very scary story emanating in Adelaide. You said on the news, what was the story?
I did. So basically, a car was stolen from outside a deli with a little Bubba inside. So a lady had pulled up outside the deli, gone in to get groceries. Someone randomly, and the police have confirmed that it's random because initially you think, God, what are the odds of that happening? But it was random. Someone's jumped in the car, stolen it. The car was missing for 2.5 hours. Luckily, thank God, police found the baby. The baby was all well, found the car, and the mum and the bub were reunited. But absolutely terrifying. It's just, it's unimaginable.
It's your worst nightmare, as I said earlier. You pop into a shop to get a couple of things. You leave your baby in the car because the baby's asleep and you don't want to disturb the baby. And so you're in there for 2 minutes. You come out and the car's gone. You're like, oh, my God. And I just put it to you, Erin, that it happens all the time where people pop into shops for a couple of minutes.
I feel really, really strongly about this. And I am a pretty relaxed parent in a lot of ways. But you can never, ever leave your child in the car, even for 5 seconds. You cannot do it. The way I look at it, and I've done a lot of stories in regional TV where parents, incredible, loving, amazing, responsible parents, have thought, I'm just going to run in and do this. Something happens and the outcome is tragic. If it's hot, it can take 7 minutes.
Yeah, not if it's
hot. No, listen.
No, if it's,
even
it's winter.
Okay, even if it's winter.
Cold.
Husey, if it's winter, so you park outside, you've got a 6-month-old in your car. You say, I'm just going to run in and get a coffee. You go in, there's water on the floor in the coffee shop, and stay with me because this stuff happens. You slip over, hit your head. They go, oh, God, this man slipped over, hit his head. We're going to call an ambulance. No one knows your child is in that car. Your child is dead. That's how serious.
I mean, I put it to you.
It's a risk that's not worth taking. You can walk into that coffee shop and someone can hold it up and you're stuck in there. I know you think
unlikely.
I'm being dramatic. It is unlikely, but you cannot take a risk. You cannot leave a child in the car ever.
I put it to you that everyone's done it. I put it to you that you've done it.
I have not ever done it, and I would never. I get nervous putting my child in and walking
not
around to the driver's seat. And I say this, by the way, with no judgment. No, listen to me. I say this with no judgment. It's because I've been with a policeman for 5 or 6 years. I've seen stories firsthand. I've covered stories where parents have left kids in the car and they have lost their children. So I have covered this personally. I make no judgment because I know what it's like when your child's asleep. It's a pain in the ass, but you cannot ever do it. If one person listens to this and doesn't do it again, then I will feel like I've done my job.
131060, do you leave your child in the car for a few moments and go into a shop?
You can't do it.
I think people do it.
I'm sure they do, and they obviously do. This lady didn't. Look what happened. What I'm saying is no judgment. I'm not saying you're a bad parent at all. What I'm trying to say is implore people not to do it. You cannot. It's not worth the risk.
I tell you, the majority of people do it.
Well, that's fine. That's your decision to do it. But I say you should never, ever do it, even for a second. And I feel really, I don't feel strongly about much. I'm a lighthearted, jovial person who has a joke. This is not a joke. You can never,
ever
do it.
Phones are going crazy. Let's find out what they're saying.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
A man has been arrested over the alleged abduction of a baby boy who was in a car that went missing from outside an Adelaide deli. So 2.5 hours, the mum had to stress because she popped in to get some, I don't know, some meat, I imagine. Come back out, car gone, baby in car.
Apparently she saw the car moving from inside, dropped the groceries, the attendant said, and then ran. It just, you couldn't even imagine. It'd be terrifying.
But I put it to you, Erin, that we've all done it. We've all just popped into a shop and left our baby in the car. Not on a hot day. If it's any chance of it being warm, definitely wouldn't do it. But on a cool day, for 2 minutes, people do it.
And I say to you that whilst there is no judgment, I understand that it's challenging, you should never, ever, ever do it. And I'm not perfect in any way, but this is one thing that for me is a no compromise. You don't ever do it.
Brooke from Penrith Valley, have you done it before, Brooke?
I have. I absolutely have. And, you know, Erin, I love that you're raising this and it's such a tragic situation.
It wasn't tragic. It was scary. The baby's okay. Just to put that out there.
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I think these sort of fears affect us all, you know, and they get us thinking, which I love. But, you know, I've done it because it's hard. You know, we need to do our best as mums. I've got a one-year-old, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. And there have been times when it's the difference between potentially running out of fuel or having to run in and pay for it and come back.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So I think we need to be really careful, you know, when we're on the radio and we say things like, you can't. Because sometimes we just need to do our absolute best.
Look, I completely agree, Brooke.
Aaron, what about at a petrol station?
No. But it's illegal to do. It is actually so when I say you can't, you actually can't. But Brooke, I completely and look, if I hadn't have had the experiences that I had as a journo, you know, there are a million things I do that I think, oh, should I do? Oh, it's just the easy thing, I'll do it. So there is absolutely no judgment from me at all regarding the fact that you've done this. But I do, and I'm not going to back down from saying that I, you know.
Even at a petrol station?
Sometimes you think, oh, this is ridiculous. I completely get it. But in my opinion, you just can't do it.
Sarah from Northern Beaches, have you ever left a kid in the car at a petrol station? You've gone in to pay for petrol?
No, but my friend did a few years ago and had the door open, was talking to the baby, making sure that she was being attentive. Got a wallet out, closed the door. As she closed the door, didn't look back, walked in and paid for the petrol because she'd filled her tank. The car was still there. As she was paying for her petrol, she saw her car rolling back. And when she closed the door, it must have moved to the car a little bit. She didn't have the handbrake on and the car rolled back and smashed into other cars with the baby in it.
Oh, well, that is a tough
one. Bubba was okay?
Yeah, Bubba's okay, but it's still very scary.
Absolutely.
And we just had a conversation about petrol stations and it's... That's
yeah,
what you rush the most.
Right.
When you rush, you make mistakes.
Yeah, no, completely. Well,
that is,
and that look,
is,
being a mum
is
bloody hard.
It's that would be stressful. If your car's rolling down a hill and you know the baby's in there, that's not
be
good.
Awful. Ash, what do you think from an angle?
I'm 100% with you, Erin. I would never leave my children in the car. Not ever.
And there's times where you think, God, it would be easier if I could. I mean, I've got to do, if she falls asleep, I think, God, the last thing in the world I need is her awakened, crying and annoyed, but it just ain't worth the risk.
Hang on. So, Ash, can you hand on heart say you've never done it?
Yeah, hand on heart. Yep. 100%. Never, ever done it.
Yep.
No, I've got them out when they're sleeping at petrol stations. Yep. Would never, ever leave my kids in the car. My kids are older now. I've got a 12, an 11, and a 9-year-old. And even to go in for petrol, I'll lock the car still.
Yeah.
But they stay in the car on their own now at that age, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But when they're little and they're defenceless, we're their defense.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you, Ash. And again, reiterating, because it's so bloody hard, but we're not saying that you're a bad parent if you do, but if I can implore people not to.
Have we got a percentage on the amount of people who called us and said they did it? Have we got a percentage there?
60% are saying they've never done it and wouldn't.
Well, they're the ones who rang us. Come on. I mean, I know you shouldn't do it.
Come on. No, you shouldn't. But as I'm saying, I'm not saying that you know, you're not a bad parent if you have, but I just would implore people not to because I've experienced
good
it
lesson.
Firsthand.
Good
absolutely.
Lesson.
Great discussion and hopefully it's got people thinking. That's all we want to do, right?
Exactly.
And laughing, but maybe not at this. Susie, Ed and Erin.